DW.
Hwange National Park in Zimbabwe is home to all of Africa's large wild animals. It's a fascinating place. But for those living close by, the park has a dangerous side. Tani Shoko has just buried her grandfather. He was trampled by elephants while tending to his cows in the field.
What happened has caused us such great pain. Death stole my grandfather away from us. He's left my grandmother behind. She can't walk, and he used to look after her. And it's all because of the elephants. It's unbearable. These elephants have caused devastation. They need to be killed or taken back to where they came from.
Tani Shoko's village, Shangano, is right next to Hwange National Park, the largest reserve in Zimbabwe. 45,000 elephants live there. The population is growing, and that's the problem, says Tinashe Farawo of Zim Parks, the National Park Authority.
Our animals are overpopulated, the numbers continue to increase, and because the numbers continue to increase, these animals now have a tendency of encroaching or invading human settlements in search of water, in search of food. And in the process, they then kill people, they injure people, they destroy people's crops.
And it's happening all across the country. Thriving wildlife has translated into more conflicts with people. Wildlife protection agencies have received more than 1,000 emergency calls this year, at least double that of last year. And rangers can hardly deal with even half of the cases, says Tinashe Farawo.
We have been relying on tourism receipts to fund conservation or to react to problem animal control. Because when we receive these distress calls, we need vehicles, we need fuel, we need all other resources to react to them. Tourism, as you know, is dead. We are not getting any money. So we didn't have enough money to react to those problems.
Like in many regions, the coronavirus crisis has caused tourism to crash here. Usually the park sees tens of thousands of visitors every year. Armed with their cameras, they come to capture moments like this, a group of elephants sedately scooping up water with their trunks and filling their mouths. Managing overpopulation of animals is expensive, whether it's lions, hyenas, or the grand grey giants. Zimbabwe can't shoulder the costs by itself, says Enos Shumba of Environment Protection Organisation, WWF.
Zimbabwe is one of those countries which has done very well in terms of conserving its wildlife. We have been so successful in Zimbabwe in conserving our wildlife, they say that it is becoming a problem. We can't then decide to kill all the elephants, kill all the lions. We can't also accept that humans should be killed in the pen. So what we need is we need a global solution to this, and also a situation where communities continue to like staying with the elephants and not as enemies.
Yet among those living close to the national park, concern is growing. Without tourists bringing cash to the area, more animals mean more problems. Fanuel Shoko is spokesperson for Shangano Village.
These elephants come to our village because they can't find anything to eat in the bush. They're looking for food and water, but when they come, they end up destroying things. The number of elephants is getting out of control. We can't chase them off or kill them. In the past, people used planes to chase them away, but now there are just too many. They need to be controlled, either scared away or killed. We just want them away from here.
While animal lovers around the world marvel at the might and intelligence of African elephants, those living on the outskirts of Hwange National Park perceive the animals in a different and not so positive light. But it seems that for now in Zimbabwe, the conflict between humans and animals will continue, and a solution all sides can agree on is still a long way off. DW.